Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones is the fourth person Governor Rick Scott has appointed to lead the prison agency in about as many years.
It's an honor and a privilege. I want to thank Governor Scott for his trust in me and appointing me to this position. I look forward to working with each one of you as I go forward, bringing real change to the department to ensure safety and security to our inmates and our employees. So with that, I'm here to answer questions and would ask for your favorable confirmation.
Jones, who made those remarks to the Senate Criminal and Civil Justice Budget Committee Thursday, has been tasked with taking over an agency plagued by allegations of inmate abuse by prison guards, unnatural inmate deaths, and cover-ups. Both the House and Senate are putting together their prison reform packages. The Senate passed its version Wednesday. It includes an oversight board that can conduct its own investigations into correctional facilities that's not included in the House proposal. Republican lawmakers in the House have said it's another layer of bureaucracy, but Orlando Democratic Senator Darren Soto wanted Secretary Jones' input.
What's your opinion on the commission and your ability to work with such a commission if it were passed into law?
I think anything that the legislature wishes to ask the department to do, we will do.
Having said that, she says she has concerns.
It's the right people are put on a committee, and that I still have the authority to do my job, not just the responsibility. That's very important. And it be value-driven, and it focus on best management practices, things that we can do to better the department to move forward, that it should not delve into specific IG investigative type things and potentially interfere with policemen's Bill of Rights and those issues.
Senate Democratic Leader Athenia Joyner also wanted the secretary to weigh in on comments she made to NPR, referring to people who have testified in the Senate and criticized the department's handling of investigations as, quote, a group of disgruntled employees that do not have the best interest of the department at heart.
These criticisms were aimed at your inspector general, but we have seen a series of incidences, the scalding death, the gassing deaths, in which your inspector general took no action against staff. And, of course, there were accusations of cover-ups. So I'd like to know, what steps do you intend to take to instill integrity in the office and credibility for the actions of your Inspector General Jeff Beasley?
And Thursday, Jones said while she is already taking steps to ensuring supervisors and employees start policing each other, she stands by those comments. She adds the people speaking against DOC are suing the prison agency and are not representative of those who work for the inspector general.
I do not agree with the majority of the testimony that was done in Senator Arbor's committee. And having said that, short of firing Mr. Beasley for no cause, I don't know how to answer your question. The situations that have been discussed in open testimony have happened years ago. And everything that I know of Mr. Beasley and how he has handled these cases has been spot on, and he has not mishandled anything to my knowledge.
Aside from talking about controversial topics, Jones also touched on areas she wants to highlight moving forward, including an expansion of inmate-focused programs through technological advances. That includes allowing video conferencing for inmates and their families and providing electronic grievances processes for inmates that can't be intercepted by the department. She also told the committee she's looking into ways to allow certain nonviolent offenders a chance to serve time in county jails. And as the confirmation hearing winded down, the panel's chair, Stewart Republican Joe Negron, put the secretary as well as other members on the panel on, quote, notice regarding future budgets that include the Department of Corrections.
I don't plan to do this again next year, where the entire focus and all the new money is on the Department of Corrections. I want to get back to our state attorneys, our public defenders, our Supreme Court, our district courts of appeal, our trial courts. Because it isn't fair to them. It's kind of like having one student in the classroom who's causing all the problems, and then the rest of the students who are all trying to learn and, you know, get a good grade in the course are adversely affected.
But some members of the panel say Florida's prison agency, the biggest agency under that budget committee's purview, will have expenses that need to be taken care of. and the Senate panel voted to confirm Jones Thursday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.